This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Outside is frightful, and it's not even Christmas. It's 7 past the hour, though, that I know. I know I'm Doug Steffen, I know she's Jennifer Horn, I know she's Victoria Keelan, and then there's the charming Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our new studio that is just action-packed and has all kinds of things that don't help us make a radio program better. But it's still nice and new. It's perfect. If you like new stuff, that's my grind. Now it's time to get back to the regular scheduled programming conversation. The weather outside is frightful, whether you are here or there. Here would be America. There would be China.
China.
Country's weather has gone from smog to worse than that because pollution there is so bad. China yesterday issued a red alert for fog. That's the worst kind. First time fog's been bad enough for China to give it a code red.
Call it fog to trick themselves?
I'm not sure.
Because fog is not dangerous unless you're
smog
driving in it.
Is, right.
Right.
So the fog and the smog together, Jennifer, is killing lots of people. It's really bad. Hundreds of people have turned up dead, just dying of asphyxiation. Flights are canceled in a lot of the major airports because they can't see anything between the fog and the smog. They can't land. Did I tell you about landing the other night? What happened? I did, didn't I? Going into Charlotte.
It was the fog, right? That was so bad.
It was the fog, and there's a new kind of device that the airplanes have that air traffic control can take control of the plane, bring it down in the fog. We landed, and there was it was zero visibility. But before the plane went into descent, the captain came on and said, "You got to turn off everything because there is a chance that it could." And in that circumstance, I kind of can believe that what they're saying is true. Not airplane mode, just off.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously don't have that same device over in China, air traffic control, because all these flights are getting canceled because of the fog and the smog. How'd you like to live in that circumstance? Can you imagine? Well, Jennifer did, because she grew up in Los Angeles.
You could chew the air for breakfast. Great.
I remember when I first started going there in 93, there were four or five layers that you could see, literally, mm-hmm. as you landed at LAX. There
was
the
gross.
Dark one, medium dark, fairly light, and then what's on the ground. It was gross.
It was really disgusting. There would be days, you guys have snow days on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We would have smog days where we'd have to stay indoors. Yeah, we couldn't go and play.
Well, that's what they're doing in China.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, much of Northern California today and the Sierra Nevada have flooding problems because of the winter storm. We were talking about this off the air, how stupid California is because they're always complaining about not having enough. We are, as Angelians. Jennifer is a full-time Angelian. I'm a part-time Angelian. Always complain the water rates are ridiculous because they say there's no water. We have to buy
it.
But there's no water because they don't save the water that comes naturally.
Right, and they want to charge us more for the water. I mean, let's be real. They want to use this as a way for them to tax us more, to give us more water, to pay more for water. But it's so ridiculous. California, if we would just look at Arizona is a true desert. It doesn't get the rainfall that we get every single year. And they never complain about droughts. It's because they have underwater receptacle systems that actually collect the groundwater instead of letting it rush off into the ocean.
Yep.
And in California, we spend so much time. We waste the water runoff, number one. And then during the warmer months, we've got a governor who is screaming about protecting the Delta smelt, which are these anchovies. Right. And so they're releasing like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of gallons of water into the ocean to save these little anchovies. It's like just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I want anchovies in my salad tonight. I guess I'm the best ones in California.
Delta smelt are used for bait. Truly. That's what they're used for.
That's what they're used for. So this afternoon and tonight, if you're on the Nevada-California line, you're going to see 12 inches of rain between now and tomorrow at this time. So you can imagine the flooding concerns that will happen there. There was 6 inches of rain yesterday afternoon in Doyle, California, which is north and west of Reno. Let's see here. A couple of inches in Carson City and other areas. In that, I'm looking at this storm as it goes across the Rockies. Roads are closed. Situation is very, very... I've got to go to Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Utah has seen, 8 to 10 inches. Some roofs collapse. They're not... You know, the snow in that area is on the mountains. It isn't... I mean, it does snow in Salt Lake. I've been there... I usually go there two or three times a year, and mostly in the winter. And, yeah, you just see snow on the ground. You don't see 4, 6 inches maybe is the most I've ever seen. But the mountains, which is what you want, are really, really loaded already. And the season's just getting started. Heavy snow in New Mexico today, northern New Mexico anyway. I guess yesterday in San Francisco was pretty messy, Jennifer, as well. So that storm is moving its way across the country. Will hit the upper Midwest tomorrow, wet, and I mean, when I say wet, there is going to be I'm looking at our forecast here. I'm leaving Saturday morning, go back to the West Coast, and it's supposed to be like 19 degrees and clear. That storm won't get in here until the first part of next week. But, woof, you look at some of this, the impact of this across the central part of the country. We're having, and I was talking earlier about talking to the USDA people yesterday at the Farm Service Agency, and the forecast for the country is still dry. You know that the driest part, this is kind of funny, the driest parts of the country are, in my circumstance, like the two craziest political states are Massachusetts and California. Mm-hmm. I live in both those states. Hello. The worst drought is in Massachusetts and Southern California. Whatever it is.
It's your fault.
Holding
you're
us together.
Clearly here. It's you.
Yes, it's probably my problem, my fault. Anyway, so a little bit of weather info in a moment. Jennifer and Victoria will deal with political correctness, so to speak. That's up next year, 14 past the hour with DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, we have 17 after the hour here with DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. So, Victoria, there's this concern among the politically correct thinkers who may or may not want to entertain for the inaugural. There's an article in Marie Claire magazine that is being focused on because they ran a story based on an audio recording of a meeting between the Rockettes and the chairman of Madison Square Garden, James Dolan, who wants to have the Rockettes perform at the inauguration. And what he said is what's interesting here. What did he say?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is causing quite a stir.
Among the politically correct nutbirds, yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I think this is... No, these... I don't think... The politically correct nutbirds are not the only ones with an issue here. It's... I think it's about, the individual dancers in the Rockettes wanting to... They don't... If they don't want to be forced into performing at the inauguration, and so the Rockettes organization...
You work for me. If you work for me, then you do what I ask you to do. If you don't want to do it, then don't work for me.
Right. Well, the Rockettes organization has issued a statement saying that all of these types of performances are volunteer. So no one is being forced to do that. That's
but why? Even
one.
If that's the way they're doing it. The issue is to perform at the inauguration or not, because some people don't like Donald Trump, even though he hasn't done anything yet because he hasn't been president yet. So they're protesting. What? What are they protesting?
Well, they're as women, they're protesting him because of his treatment of women and his comments about women. So that's why some of the Rockettes have been outspoken about
Isn't
this.
Isn't it time we kind of move on from that? And I don't mean to be insensitive and not politically correct, but is there a way to move on from that? Obviously, some people, a lot of women voted for Trump. Do they just not care, or have they moved on?
I don't know. I'm not a woman who voted for Trump, so I don't know.
I understand. But let me just, and I don't want to belabor this, but
I am.
Just help.
I just don't care, actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's like I hear a lot of people in my life say a lot of nasty things about people, and that's too bad. But, sometimes people say bad stuff, and it's more about, for me, it's more about actions than it is words. Mm-hmm. And so there you go.
Well, the thing that isn't, I don't even focus on that, but these people who are running all over the place saying, I'm not going to do this, some of them haven't even been invited anyway, but they're
right.
Saying, I'm not going to perform while they weren't invited to perform.
Right.
This is kind of political correctness gone amok. If you're paid by, now you say these are all volunteers, and I understand that, but generally speaking, when you work for somebody, like, I don't think I've ever asked any of you to do anything outrageous. And if I did, you would say to me, I'm not really comfortable with that.
Right.
And I'd probably accept it, or I want to talk it through, because it may have been something that I just didn't see or think about. So that's part of how you work in the modern society. We have give and take, and hopefully everybody is happy at the end of the day. But with some of this stuff, I just think it's over the top. I just think it's nonsensical.
Well, I mean, I think the Rockettes, as an organization, they've done the right thing. I mean, they've issued the statement saying, this is a volunteer-based thing. There are girls who've signed up who want to perform at the inauguration, and there are some girls who don't. This girl in particular, who leaked this audio recording of the private meeting with James Dolan, who's the head of Madison Square Garden, which Madison Square Garden owns the Rockettes and Radio City and all this other stuff.
I would be firing her if it were me running it.
To me, I would as well. I mean, I don't think what she did was right.
Nope.
The reason that this story has gone to Marie Claire magazine and they printed it is, basically she, without letting anyone else know, no one in the room knew they were being recorded. I'm completely against that. So,
yep.
I mean, this is not a politically correct story at all to me. This is just a right and wrong story.
Well, that's part of it is
wrong
to
do that.
I think you're right about that. I just thought that we have all these people who think it's politically correct to just kind of dismiss Trump And I just think that that's wrong-headed thinking, because the guy hasn't done anything yet. There are going to be maybe plenty of things to protest, but give him a while to make his first legitimate mistakes as president. 21 past the hour with DJV.
Looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stefani news. No relation to me. I'm not Italian. My name is Joe Samarani. Can you imagine S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I? Doug Stefani.
Close. It's like your Italian cousin.
All right, so anyway, Gwen has been named Revlon's newest ambassador, which basically means, I guess, that she is going to advertise Revlon products. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, she'll be the new, you know, the new face.
New face of Revlon. Who was the old face?
That face. That was Jennifer Lopez.
Who was?
I feel like it was Jennifer Lopez was the most recent.
Oh, it could have been. That sounds about right.
So why do they change these people around? Olivia Wilde has been. Halle Berry has been.
Yeah, Halle Berry was a big one for a while. You know, Gwen Stefani, wasn't she just CoverGirl? She was just I think she was a face for CoverGirl, wasn't she?
Was she? So how could you go from CoverGirl to Revlon?
I'm sure her contract was up.
Yeah. Is
and
she
different
that?
Makeup collections that come out, like different colors. Like, Gwen is known for her red lips, so if a red lipstick is a really big color for the new season, then they would want someone who represents that.
Okay, help me understand, ladies. If you see Gwen Stefani, are you likely to buy what she's selling? Or anybody. Maybe not just Gwen Stefani, but anybody.
I think it depends on the celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, and also, it depends on the product. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody out there where I'd be like, oh, you know, Gwen Stefani has it, so I have to have it too.
Right.
Yeah. But I think it depends on how the ad campaign is set up, how it looks on that person. I mean, I guess I'd probably be more apt to look at what looks good on Gwen Stefani because we have similar coloring. I just have darker hair than she does. Yeah. It's just... Yeah. But yeah, I don't think it'd be because of them. It would be because of the ad campaign setup, probably.
And that's a great point too. You want to also, like, I personally have the opposite skin tone of Jennifer Lopez. I think she's gorgeous. I can't wear the colors that she can wear, so I would have to probably buy something more along the lines of Gwen Stefani's pale coloring.
Well, do all of these companies offer the same basic color? Do they have the same shades as Revlon? Likely
slight differences.
To do, but they're not much, yeah. Right? So why would you buy Revlon over whatever else? What's another brand?
Maybelline CoverGirl. The formulas are also different. You know, each formula has a different promise. And then some products have sparkle and some products are matte. I mean, there's different finishes.
Hmm. Right.
Okay. Got it. I guess I won't be using any Revlon on my face soon. I don't have anything that matches my skin tone. Reba McEntire in the musical news today because she has a new gospel album. It's a new song from her double album, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Hope. 20-song collection of gospel songs, inspiring songs. She described the new album in Facebook yesterday as, quote, hymns and songs I grew up singing and have sung all my life. So also on the album, it's interesting, Jen, Kelly Clarkson, Trisha Yearwood are on there. They're on
Kelly
the hymn
Clarkson
softly.
Is her daughter-in-law, as a side note.
Trisha is her daughter-in-law?
No, Kelly Clarkson is Reba's daughter-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's important.
Or is she really anymore? Because she divorced the guy's dad.
Yeah,
right?
She divorced the dad, but still, they have a pretty close.
Yeah.
Ah, good. There's a medley of In the Garden and Wonderful Peace with the country group, the Isaacs, great gospel group. So this is coming, I guess the album, they're just trying to promote it because not until the 1st of February. But I'm not sure I'm crazy about, oh, I love Jesus, but I kind of like, this is softly and tenderly, right?
I love Trisha Yearwood's voice. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I like this. I love gospel music and real, the Elvis kind of gospel. The Mavis Staples. Man, you should listen to some of the gospel stuff the Staples singers did. Does it move? It moves. 28 past the hour, speaking of moving here with DJ V.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Love is 4 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria and Kara. Television report coming up in a few moments. But first, let's get to the sports news. Did we get a sports theme? Yeah, I thought we were going to do a doo-doo-doo. What would be a good sports?
Yeah, just sing it.
How about Put Me in Coach? That's a good
one. It's time for the sports. Put Me in Coach. That's good.
Put me in. and coach.
All right. So, Jennifer, I know you're a fan of Tom Brady. He's done something that's very nice. He's actually a pretty good guy. So here's the story of him helping the family of Calvin Riley. And this is something that he does a great deal of, but it seems to have gotten a lot of attention. I'm wondering why, necessarily. There's a connection. Draw the thread through this, will you?
Yeah, on the night of Saturday, August the 6th, Calvin Riley, who is a 20-year-old junior college pitcher originally from Lowell, Massachusetts, was shot in the back and killed while playing Pokemon Go, you know, the game that everybody's playing on their cell phone. He was in a San Francisco park when it happened. A bullet fired from about 15 to 30 feet away struck his shoulder blade, sent fragments into his heart, which killed him instantly. The murder remains unsolved, but it's presumed to have just been a random act of violence. He was buried in his Sierra High School baseball uniform, which was number 9, a number that was retired by his team. I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go.
Wear that number too.
Calvin and his family had moved to California, but everyone he knew was from Boston, right? Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and he loved Tom Brady and the Patriots. Not long after the funeral, a letter came to the home of Sean and Carrie Ann Riley, Calvin's parents. It was delivered by John Kirby, a close friend of the Rileys, who also happened to be a friend and high school teammate of Tom Brady. Kirby told Brady what had happened to Calvin, and Brady's response was, "How about I write them a letter?" So while he was in training camp, he sat down and wrote the Rileys a 2-page handwritten note. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Now, Calvin's father is not talking about what exactly was in the letter, and Tom Brady is declining requests to talk about the letter as well.
So he how did it become public that he sent the letter in the first place? That's what I want to know. And under the circumstances, this seems like something between two parties that didn't need to become public. Why did it and how did it become?
I think that his high school, because Tom Brady and this kid Calvin went to the same high school, and I think that the high school made a really big deal about how wonderful it was that Tom Brady did this. So the New England Patriots PR person put out a statement confirming that Tom wrote the letter, but that was all they said.
All right, so that's nice.
Captain Curmudgeon, here he comes.
Yeah, I am going to. I don't know if I'm being Captain Curmudgeon, but. Okay, so Tom Brady writes a letter. Why is it a big deal that he wrote a 2-page letter? He is a celebrity, yep. He's a football player, yep. But he's a human being, and he might have known. I mean, it could have been, if I had done this or you had done it, it wouldn't have gotten any attention. Only reason it got any attention is because Tom Brady's a football player, and I don't think...
I think it has several reasons. First of all, in today's society, everything goes viral, and we often have negative opinions about athletes, and especially in the NFL, and there's a lot of negativity there.
Worry about Flatgate or whatever it was with the. I don't think anybody's got a negative thing about Brady.
No, I mean, I mean, Deflategate came and went, but, you know, but in just in general, there's not a whole lot of positive PR that comes from the NFL, and I think when something like this happens...
There's probably a pretty good reason for that.
We're right. Yeah. But when something like this happens, and then you realize, I think the other element to this story that's special is you realize what Tom Brady was going through at the time that he sat down and took time to write a letter to a family he's never met before, and he was in the middle of the appeal for Deflategate, he had just gotten turned down, he was, you know, about to sit out 4 games. Everyone was speculating, would he actually be able to come back? Then the hot guy replaced him for 4 games, and he got a lot of attention. So I think there's to see how unselfish he was in that moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have had a lot of other things to be selfish about. I think that's sort of the other element.
Here's the other element for me. It isn't about him. It's about the Patriots trying, or the NFL trying to put something nice out there. As you suggest, there's not a lot of good PR. They used him. If I were him, I'd be ticked, frankly. This is something very personal. And what I know about Brady from the locals, my son is not a local, but he's one of these L.A. guys that, just like this family, moved to California, but he spends his sports time with the Red Sox, the Bruins, the Celtics. He doesn't pay attention to the L.A. teams at all. This kind of stuff is so frustrating because it's a good thing, and it made the family feel great, and the NFL took it and sucked the PR benefit out of it.
Well, if it was the NFL, I mean, we have to...
We don't know.
We don't know. And, I mean, the silver lining here is that something really good happened, and we talk a lot about how we try to find the positive news of the day, so let's celebrate it and not make it negative.
So, Captain Curmudgeon...
We're going to take your cape off now. Sorry. You have to sit down.
Sit over there.
All right, Victoria.
Yes.
The Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl is coming on February the 5th. That's the same day as Super Bowl, right?
It is. It always airs on Super Bowl Sunday. For people who don't really care about football and just want to look at cute little puppies, you can always tune into the Puppy Bowl. And, yeah, so yesterday they announced that this year there are 78 puppies from 34 different rescues and shelters, and all of the puppies are up for adoption. They're absolutely adorable. You can see them all on AnimalPlanet.com. And they have a ton of different breeds this year. There's a Pomsky named Alexander Hamilpup. And it's a mix of a Pomeranian and a Husky, which I've never heard. I had to Google it. I've never heard of that breed. But he's a really cute puppy. They even have a really, really cute three-legged little terrier mix named Lucky. And then they have a big floppy Shar Pei puppy named Smushy. And they all have different names. And they're on they're either on Team Fluff or Team Rough. And so they'll be playing in the Puppy Bowl. And at halftime, for cat lovers, the Kitten Bowl also happens. And those are all kittens that are from rescues, and those are also available for adoption. So the Puppy Bowl and all the events that they have surrounding it have actually helped 3,000 dogs find their forever homes.
All right, so
really
I could
nice.
Be Captain Curmudgeon here, but I won't be.
Oh, jeez.
Wait a minute. Calm down.
I'm exhausted from your curmudgeonness.
I could be Captain Curmudgeon because some people might say that they're abusing the pets, but they're really not. They're calling attention to the plight.
Abusing? How can anyone say that?
Well, because this is not a normal thing that they would do. They wouldn't be out there.
Yeah, puppies play in a playgroup.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not like an organized sport.
Yeah.
Can we have a little therapeutic moment? What is with you, Doug?
I know, right? You hate on puppies now?
No, two good stories. Do not twist
all right,
this
guys,
around.
Guys, I'm bringing the stress-free music in.
Yeah, bring it in.
Take a deep breath. Okay. All right?
Guided meditation.
A new segment.
I have heard you argue many a times that we don't want to do negative news, that we want to do positive stuff on the story. And here are a couple of positive stories, so just deal with it, all right?
I know.
You can turn anything negative. It's a skill.
Yeah, you can. I wasn't trying to do that necessarily. I was just trying to take the devil's advocate position.
There's no devil's advocate position of puppies playing in a playgroup.
There might be some people who say, nah, they're putting them out there in the spotlight. But no.
To get them adopted.
I haven't finished yet. I have not suggested. I am suggesting that I support this effort because if you look at my Facebook page, you will see posting after posting after posting after posting of dogs that are available from that kill shelter in Brooklyn where Meredith and I adopted Millie.
Right.
And so that's really what I feel about this work that needs to be done. Rescue dogs and their fate, the number of dogs that are being... We drove by, I think it was Sunday, we were driving by a mall, and there's a big sign out front, puppies. And I wanted to drive over the sign, because I don't think people... There's my own bias here, is that you ought not to be buying from the puppy mills.
Right,
but
absolutely.
Go because there are so many shelters, my God, everywhere.
Yep.
And there are so many dogs that are abused. And people... Yeah, you know, there are people, that, if you can imagine the scum that do this, there are people who will get a dog and have it around for a while, they don't like it, so they just let it out at the mall and they drive away.
Mm-hmm.
You see that happening. And then the dog rescue people come along, pick up the dog, bring him to the shelter and hope that they will find a home for them.
Right.
And that's really what this is all about. So,
right. I mean, this puts a spotlight on rescues. I mean, they're representing 34 different rescues in the United States, including one in Puerto Rico. Yeah. And so, I mean, this really helps all of the shelters get a lot of national and international attention. I mean, the Puppy Bowl is huge. People watch it online, too.
Right. Okay. So, Captain Curmudgeon signing off here.
Good.
It's 44 past the hour. Up next, the television
report. We tackle unicorns.
Yes. I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Sorry, I was sleep texting. May have become the dog ate my homework of the digital age. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Doctors seeing increased sleep disorders from constant phone use say texting while asleep is on the rise. More common in teens and those who never let go of their phones, experts concur that parts of our brain controlling motor skills can wake up. Meanwhile, other parts managing memory or judgment remain asleep. Whatever the reason, our unconscious mind has the upper hand in these cases, from texting gibberish to outright aggressive messages. One person sent a text to her boss in the middle of the night saying, "You're fired." Having a history of sleep disorders, such as sleepwalking and sleep talking, make you more likely to text while asleep. One solution, leave your phone in another room at night. Just be prepared for a completely different disorder, separation anxiety.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, so I'm interested in finding out who or what's happening with Cynthia Nixon. I'm just looking at an article about her. The last thing she did was play, didn't she play something in that Ronald Reagan story? I remember she played Nancy Reagan about 10 years ago.
Cynthia Nixon, she's best known for Sex and the City.
Right. Yeah, but what's she doing now? I mean, I'm Sarah Jeff bringing it up because Sarah Jessica Parker's in that new thing, Divorce. I watched that on the plane.
Most people think about it.
It's too many people comparing it to Sex and the City itself. And if they were going to do it, they should have just done Sex and the City and have Mr. Big be the husband she's divorcing. I mean, why wouldn't they do that? It would seem.
That's actually a good idea. I don't know. Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, they are going to do another movie. They've signed on to
Sex and
the City
3. One good idea from Doug today. Mark it down.
It wasn't negative. It wasn't good negative idea. Either.
Yeah.
Although they are getting divorced, and everyone will hate you now saying Carrie and Dave need to get divorced.
All right, so what do we have that's going on, Jen? Everybody watched any TV last night?
I watched I watched the middle off of my DVR. Oh, and I watched The Wall, which is that new game show on NBC. Have you guys seen that?
No.
I have seen bits and pieces of it.
The host is Chris Hardwick from Singled Out on MTV. The producer behind it is LeBron James. Really? And it's a really interesting show. There's a lot of risk and chance. It's pretty brutal. You have to answer questions, but you also have to make a lot of bets, calculated moves. Huh. So kind of an interesting show. I might watch it again. Tonight, though, The Good Place is back on NBC. This is a show, Victor and I were talking out the air, that is, it's really fun. It's a great show. It's an original concept. We don't know where it's going to go, but Ted Danson and Kristen Bell star in it, and spoiler alert, they're all dead. So there you go.
Summarize it.
I was going to do that so you could accuse me of being Captain Curmudgeon again. They're all dead.
You've been convicted of being Captain Curmudgeon. You're not just accusing you anymore.
I like what's her face, Bell, though. I think
she's great. She's really great.
I was going to continue on. I thought you were done. I thought Kristen Bell is great. I thought, period. But
okay. Period. Yes.
All right, Mom on CBS is a great comedy as well, and this time you're going to get a little reunion of sorts. Allison Janney was on The West Wing, remember?
Yeah.
Well, now on Mom, Nicole Sullivan and Bradley Whitford from The West Wing are joining the cast of Mom for an episode, and they're joining as her old partying friends. If you're into real-life stories, Truth and Lies, The Menendez Brothers, American Sons, American Murderers on ABC at 9.
Great. And before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, let's see. We're at 53 after the hour, and this would be the normal spot for Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Home Improvement Show, The Money Pit. But because he's arriving, I think, any moment at the CES show, CES 2017, I think maybe we'll spend our time in honor of him with one of his pals and one of my pals, Holland Cook, who is there overviewing what's going on. There are 4,000 companies introducing 20,000 new products this week at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And so here's a sort of briefing as to what's there from Holland.
Picture the 2.4 million square foot Las Vegas Convention Center. It's an exhibit hall the size of 50 football fields. If you've never been to a big trade show here, it's probably just what you imagine. Shapely showgirls in 4-inch heels beckon the media into nerdy inventors' booths. Look here, not there. So leave it to ingenious innovators to stand out from the din by manning the exhibit with men in underwear, high-tech underwear from Spartan, whose men's boxer brief claims to protect fertility. Recent studies show that men who keep smartphones in their pockets can experience a nearly 50% decrease in, you know, sperm production and an increased risk of testicular cancer. Pure silver fibers woven into the garment block cell phone and Wi-Fi radiation. It's technology similar to spacesuits. Designed in Paris, the stylish Spartan boxer brief promises an exceptional fit. So it sure is more than a gadget show. Technology accounts for 15 million American jobs. Not everyone becomes a billionaire by inventing, for instance, the smartphone, but somebody became a millionaire by accessorizing it with the selfie stick. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook from SurvivalSpeech.com.
Leave it to Holland to bring us the update on technology in your underpants.
Would you want those underpants?
Nice job. I don't know. Maybe you want to know more about it. I was looking on some of the exhibition areas, the CES, which is something that is so hyped every year at this time. This thing goes bananas, and there are a lot of people who go. But I wonder how much of this new stuff can we use? There are all kinds of features and services, radios and the HD radio, and now how can you deliver content and this kind of stuff. I mean, that's what would intrigue me if I was there, because I want to know how I can get my program here, there, and everywhere. But there are all kinds of things, new implements that are in cars, Jaguars, Dodges, Hondas, Toyotas, Subarus, Volkswagen, all have new technology based on self-driving, which is going to be one of the highlights of the show as well. All right, so there's some other things here that I see. Some of the new headsets. You know, I use Sony headsets. What do you use, Victoria? What are
I use the standard Sony radio headset,
you do.
MDR-60 or whatever.
Yeah. Those are the best. For me, anyway,
yeah.
That's the best one.
The best,
but I often have thought of getting a Bose headset because I think it's that much better.
Bose in radio is not a good mix. The noise cancellation thing is really awful.
Too quiet. Yeah. Then there's a new headset called Enhance Scoria, S-C-O-R-I-A, that is supposed to, it's an adjustable vibration in this thing. So you can listen to it while you're in bed, listen to music, and it vibrates your head so it'll put you to sleep.
Well, I think it's meant more for gaming. So, like, if you're playing video games and you have your headset on while you're talking to other people who are, you know, playing at different locations, when someone, you know, shoots you, I guess, then maybe your headset will vibrate so you feel like you've been shot in the video game. Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that.
No, I don't.
I'd rather have what I want is a head massage.
Right.
Before I go to sleep. Listen to the music and get a head massage.
Yeah, right? I don't think this is sense? Your product then. Yeah. Yes, it does make sense. A head massage would be wonderful. That sounds more like a Sharper Image or Brookstone product.
Yeah, maybe you might be right about that. Polaroid has a new, they used to be identified with a land camera you took a picture of and it immediately developed.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are into the home security business, and they've changed their business.
Which seems odd, right? That's I have a Polaroid camera. I love it. They made a huge comeback a few years ago, and now everyone has a Polaroid camera. But the home security seems like an odd leap. But, hey, you know, they're branching out. Apparently, this home security system allows you to stream all angles of your house and live on your desktop or your tablet. So there are a lot of cameras like this on the market, but this is the newest one from Polaroid.
The electric duster by Metrovac. That looks kind of interesting, right? You can dust.
Well, I guess it replaces those spray can dusters for your keyboard.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Tons of this new kind of stuff, though, at CES. Here's the report.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.